I'm Barbara Klein with the VOA Special English Development Report. There is praise mixed with criticism for the Africa Aid Plan announced by leaders from the Group of Eight. The announcement came July 8th at the end of their meeting in Glen Eagles, Scotland. The eight nations are Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the United States. The G8 leaders agreed to increase their yearly development aid to $50,000 million within 5 years. The current level is $25,000 million. The leaders also agreed to cancel $40,000 million in debt owed by 18 nations, mostly in Africa. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is the G8 president this year. As he announced the plan, he noted, "We speak today in the shadow of terrorism. Bombs exploded on three London trains and a bus on July 7th, opening day of the meeting." Mr. Blair described the aid measures as a strong first step. "It isn't the end of poverty in Africa," he said, "but it is the hope that it can be ended." Many development experts, though, say the aid falls short. The group Action Aid estimates that less than half of the additional money promised to Africa is truly new. It says most is simply a reorganization of existing aid budgets. Action Aid also says more than 40 other poor nations should have debts canceled, too. At the same time, experts say many countries lack measures to make sure aid money is not stolen, and money can come too quickly. Robert Bunyi is Africa economist for Standard Bank. He says large amounts of aid can lead to stronger currency values, which make countries less appealing to foreign investors. Still, he says, any increase in aid is going to be good for Africa. As head of the G8, Tony Blair has promised to make the fight against poverty one of his main concerns. The United Nations Millennium Development Goals aim to cut world poverty in half by 2015. The United Nations wants rich countries to agree to spend 0.7% of their national earnings on aid. The European Union has promised to reach that level by 2015. But other nations, such as the United States, Canada, and Japan, have not. Prime Minister Blair noted the limits of the measures agreed to in Scotland. "It isn't all everyone wanted," he said, "but it is progress." This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Barbara Klein.